Well, in the next few weeks, the Department of Energy will designate what are called National Interest Electric Transmission Corridors. The plan gives the federal government eminent domain over 7 to 10 mile wide swaths of land as rights of way for utility transmission towers. One place that's likely to be on the list is a 200-mile long track stretching from Utica to Port Jervis, New York. Chris Rossi lives in Hubbardsville near Utica. She's with one of 40 groups protesting the plan. Hello, Ms. Rossi.
Hello.
My understanding is that the proposed power line would go through a national park, 154 streams and rivers, 155 wetlands, and 65 miles of farmland?
Yes, that's correct. And in addition to that, it cuts through 56 towns in New York and 17 towns, possibly, in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you live in Hubbardsville, New York. Where would this line go in relationship to you?
Well, Hubbardsville is a very small town, and I would have a lovely view of these very, very large 130-foot-tall power lines from my front porch.
What does it look like when you look out your window, Ms. Rossi?
Well, my house was probably built in the 1870s. It was when the hops were being grown in central New York. It was a time of great prosperity. I look out over rolling green fields and, little houses, little farming houses.
Well, you use electricity, right?
Yeah.
Well, where do you think it comes from?
Well, I think it comes from the windmills that I can see when I drive through my area. We do have windmills, and I and many of the other people in my area are very much in favor of forward-looking energy transmission and energy generation. We don't think this company is featuring any forward-looking aspects to the project.
So the electricity that would be on this power line wouldn't come to your house?
No. In fact, it goes straight from Hydro-Québec down to Westchester, where it's then distributed downstate. Upstate would not get any of the power. In addition, it would lower rates somewhat downstate, but it would bring rates up in my area.
Well, Ms. Rossi, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm the co-chair of Stop NIRI, and we have been very vocal in our opposition to the project. We've been working with local politicians and the other citizens groups up and down the line. So I'm going to keep talking, and agitating to keep this out of our area.
Chris Rossi was with the group Stop NIRI. She lives in Hubbardsville, New York. Well, Ms. Rossi, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Coming up, when it comes to conserving energy, every little thing can mean big savings. Some homeowner tips are just ahead. Keep listening to Living on Earth.